Good morning, and welcome to CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice. I'm WCLK Operations Manager Rob Maynard. This program highlights the ongoing academic and community goals and achievements of Clark Atlanta University, the largest of the nation's 37-member United Negro College Fund institutions. We're telling the stories of academic excellence and strategic planning happening right now at one of America's great HBCUs. On today's program, we take a look at the upcoming CHAMPS event on campus as I talk with CAU alumnus and CHAMPS founder, Dr. James K. Bennett, Dr. Shafiq Khan, director of the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development, and CAU president, Ronald A. Johnson, Ph.D. Clark Atlanta University and the Community Health and Men's Promotion Summit, better known as CHAMPS, have joined forces to improve men's health in the community and throughout Georgia. This event takes place on Saturday, September the 9th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Epps Gymnasium on the CAU campus on Atlanta Student Movement Boulevard, formerly Fair Street. There will be no-charge health services and screenings for diabetes, high blood pressure, prostate cancer, cholesterol, podiatry, dental, hearing, and infectious disease screenings. Attendees will have the opportunity to sit one-on-one with a doctor and look at their health assessment. You can find out more information about this event at champsga.org. Dr. James K. Bennett is a summa cum laude graduate of Clark Atlanta University, and he has a medical degree from Duke University and is an award-winning urologist who practices at Midtown Urology in Atlanta. He's founder of CHAMPS, which holds their annual event at Epps Gymnasium here on the CAU campus. Thanks for joining us today on CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice.
Well, thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about the genesis of CHAMPS and why this event is so important?
Well, it really dates back to the days that I walked the halls of Grady Memorial Hospital, where I saw a lot of African-American men that were fraught with a disease called prostate cancer. And at the time, there was very little published and written about why this disproportionate issue was present. And so shortly after finishing my residency at Emory, I decided that men needed more knowledge. And for years and years, we have ignored our health. And so I decided in the early 90s to host a men's health summit in my office. And at that time, I had no idea that there was such a void on the part of knowledge with men. And so when we first held our event, we had more than 2,500 to 3,000 men to attend. And it was frightening because we had men lined up for blocks waiting to get in. As a matter of fact, at 4 o'clock, we had to stop and close the doors. And so that identified a great need for men's health and to address the disproportionate nature of life expectancy between men and women. And so what we have done over the years with CHAMPS is to not only screen men for these various diseases, but also to provide knowledge. You know, there's an old biblical saying that you can give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, but if you teach him how to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. And that's where how we view CHAMPS.
Yeah, access to health care is an important issue, but there are a lot of men who either are afraid or unwilling to go to the doctor. Why is that?
Well, you know, men are funny creatures in that women, when they grow up, you know, the women are always taught that, you know, you take care of your health, and they're even taught how the hygiene of cleaning themselves. Men, on the other hand, we were always taught you fall down, you cut yourself, you put a little spit on it, and you get up and you walk on and do your thing. We're not supposed to get hurt, nor are we supposed to get sick. As it's related to prostate cancer, men don't want to be associated with that disease. They're rather brag about having coronary disease and having bypass graft, but they don't want to hear about prostate cancer, because if they're associated with prostate cancer, the first thought that come in, at least their perception of others, is that they I'm not sexually active, or my it's eroded my sexuality. And so as a consequence, men don't want to have their sexuality questioned. They stick their chest out when they have cardiac disease, but when it comes to prostate cancer, they don't want anyone to know about that. And so what we have to do is let men know that there is life after a disease such as prostate cancer, as well as other diseases. And so we spend a lot of time dismissing a lot of these myths associated with men knowing about diseases that exist within their bodies.
We know so much more about how our health works now than we did even a generation ago. For example, we know that seeing a dentist regularly can positively impact your heart health. When it comes to things like your prostate or your immune system, an ounce of prevention really is worth a pound of cure, isn't it?
That's correct. There is no question about it. See, most of us, we think that one day we're healthy and the next day we wake up with high blood pressure, diabetes, or prostate cancer. The reality of it is that most of these diseases start in our teens and in early 20s, and that is certainly that way with prostate cancer. I will tell you that one in three men that are in the late teens and early 20s already have cancerous changes in the prostate. And so there's a window of opportunity over the next decade or so for men to change that ultimate plight of them forming prostate cancer. What kinds of changes? Getting their diet together, meaning eliminating animal fat, trying to avoid dairy, making sure that things that are nutritionally sound that you make an intricate part of your diet. And the thing that also plays a very important role is exercise. Not sitting on the couch and watching the TV or on your cell phone and all of the time. You need to get out and exercise, at least work in the yard, and some form of energy expenditure that will help you burn those excess calories that we all sometimes consume with our meals.
So tell us what we can look forward to when we attend the Community Health and Men's Promotion Summit. That's the CHAMPS event on September 9th at Epps Gymnasium here on the campus of Clark Atlanta University.
Well, you're going to see a lot of enthusiasm on the part of just hundreds of volunteers. We've been doing this so long now that people look forward to volunteering to give back to the community. And all it takes is for a man to walk up to you the following year and say, "Dr. Bennett, you saved my life." And that's very impactful to me as a person, but also more importantly as a physician. So what the audience can expect are enthusiastic volunteers, very competent. We have nurses, we have doctors from the Emory Healthcare System from all over the city who have volunteered their times and expertise. And so you'll have thousands of dollars for free exams. I think the most unique part of this are two things. One is that at the end of the summit, you'll have a one-on-one sit-down, a comprehensive exit interview with a physician that's going to look at all of your data as to what you learned that day, and you'll be able to get a customized plan for your health. That is something that most of these health summits and fairs don't do. So we have volunteer physicians, board-certified physicians, that are going to sit down with your information and say, this is what you need to do. The other thing that's also there is goes back to that biblical saying that I just mentioned, is that we're going to talk about and give lectures on various diseases from colon cancer to prostate cancer to diabetes. And you'll be able to learn and go back to your respective home or community and to take this knowledge and to use it in a preventive manner to, again, change your lifestyle.
Dr. Bennett, in your medical practice, you probably talk to men each week who are facing a tough diagnosis, one that might not have been as troubling if they'd been screened earlier. What would you say to men or their loved ones who are hearing about this CHAMPS event for the first time and are on the fence about attending?
Well, what I would say to you is that you can't be afraid of knowledge. And for years, men have always ignored their health. We would rather take care of our cars every 3,000 miles and get the oil changed, as opposed to going in annually to get your blood pressure checked to find out that, you know, your prostate is fine. I will say to you that a ounce of prevention serves you well. Just remember, men, is that the average life expectancy between an African American man and woman is in the range of about 6 to 10 years. So, in other words, we are dying much sooner. And the reason why we are dying much sooner is because we've been ignorant of our health and not been an active participant in our health. You know, a good example is that when a woman comes in to see a doc and you ask her about her medications and all of that, they can tell you everything you want to know. If you ask a man that same question, they're going to look off into the stars as though they don't know what the heck you're talking about. And it's the female that's usually with them that can rattle off all these drugs. Men don't know any of that. And so I would say to men, take control of your health. Know your numbers. Know what drugs you're taking. And more importantly, don't be afraid to ask the physician questions when you come in.
And finally, Dr. Bennett, to shift gears just a little bit here, mm-hmm. you are a summa cum laude graduate of Clark Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us what about your experience here at CAU? Tell us about it and maybe how that shaped you into the person you are today.
Well, you know, I always think back over my childhood. Now, you know, my parents and grandparents and the community of Elberton did a good job of at least raising me and got me prepared for life after leaving Elberton. Clark, on the other hand, they made me into a man. They made me understand the values of giving back. I remember being a freshman here on this campus where we had so many noted physicians, Dr. Hamilton Holmes, Dr. Borders, and I don't want to miss any of them, Dr. Densler. They used to come back to the campus, and they would always say to us as students, freshmen, listen, you all didn't get here by yourself, and you're not entitled to anything, and you need to always give back. And that has resonated to me ever since I was a student here. The faculty here also was very supportive. You know, I left Elberton also as an A student. And I got here, and I can recall two experiences that will always stand out in my mind. The first one is I remember Dr. Winfrey Harris, and he pulled me aside near the middle of my freshman year. And he says, James, you know, you're a very good student. You've made A's in most of the classes here. And I noticed that in your conversation sometime that you go back from speaking the strict King's language to speaking Ebonics. And he said that you have no rationale to doing that. But he made me appreciate that the first words out of your mouth is the impression that people are going to have of you. So he taught me the appropriateness of speaking correctly at the right setting. And a lot of professors at some of the other institutions may not ever have done that. And that taught me a lot. That's number one. And number two, and the reason these stand out to me is that I remember getting here on the campus and we have to take freshman orientation and I had to take a reading test. I was always good in the sciences. I was taking it as a fifth grader, so I was taking 10th grade math in high school. But when I got here, I never was interested in literature and all those non-science courses. And so when I got here, we took a reading course and I didn't do well. And so my reading professor, Dr. Jenkins, said to me, "You need to take reading." Now, here I am. I'm an A student. And yet she broke it down to me. And it was the best thing that could have happened to me. That may not have happened at a different institution than Clark Atlanta. So I like to tell people that Clark shaped me into a man. They made me ready to go to Duke, to be able to finish Duke's curriculum in 3 years, where normally it takes 4 years. It's only because of the preparation, not just in the classroom, but outside of the classroom, that they helped me to improve my mindset and to approach to life, that strengthened me and has made me the person that I am today.
Dr. James K. Bennett, best wishes on the upcoming Champs event, and thank you so much for sharing this with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to our summit.
You're listening to CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice on WCLK, broadcasting from Clark Atlanta University. I'm Rob Maynard.
I'm joined by Dr. Shafiq Khan, professor and director of the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. Dr. Khan, you're one of the voices of the WCLK radio campaign on behalf of CHAMPS, the Community Health and Men's Promotion Summit that takes place at the Epps Gymnasium at Clark Atlanta University on September the 9th. Why is this an important event for the community?
Well, you know, the CHAMPS is organized by Dr. Bennett and his group of group, and they have been doing that for many, many years. And actually, we have been part of CHAMPS, and we've been supporting CHAMPS for many years as well. This is something which is very, very important for men's health, especially in the African American community, because this provides a chance for men to go and get screened for a lot of different medical problems. And we fully support that.
So why do so many men ignore their health until they have a serious problem?
Well, I think men in general have a problem with health. I mean, we're not very good at taking care of ourselves. So it's not just men in this community, but men overall in everywhere are have that problem. We need our wives or daughters or to usually send us to the doctors. So I think that it, I don't know what it is, but we need to get more men to take care of themselves, and events like that can help that.
I know that part of the mission of CCRTD is to address health disparities in the African-American community. The upcoming CHAMPS event is really a great way to address those issues, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, and that is, you know, of course, CAU is an HBCU, and we are in the middle of the African-American community in Atlanta area. And where we are hosting CHAMPS this year is really provide a service to that community. And you know, African-American men especially have the highest rate of prostate cancer incidence and mortality, and also many other diseases. So this is a very good chance for us to address some of those issues.
We've been talking with Dr. Shafiq Khan, professor and director of the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. It's good, as always, to talk with you, Dr. Khan. We look forward to hearing more from CCRTD on the new season of Your Health Connection coming up in September on WCLK.
Thank you very much for having me.
If you have a passion for political discourse and are seeking a high-quality, innovative, advanced degree in political science, you should consider pursuing a doctorate in political science at Clark Atlanta University. This evening program is available to working professionals. CAU's Political Science Department is one of only two departments at an HBCU offering the doctorate in political science. We have a particular focus on the political experience of African Americans as well as black communities around the world. At the same time, we seek to develop a universal understanding of political behavior. Ultimately, our graduates are able to affect societal change for members of social systems who have historically been victims of oppression. Your opportunity to change the world awaits you at CAU. Apply now at cau.edu or contact the graduate admissions team at 404-880-8483 or graduate admissions at cau.edu to learn more about our political science graduate programs.
Ronald A. Johnson, PhD, is Clark Atlanta University's president, and he joins us briefly on a busy day with a few words about the upcoming CHAMPS event on campus on Saturday, September 9th. President Johnson, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Why is the CHAMPS Men's Health event important for the university and the surrounding communities?
It's important because we now know in the 21st century something that we did not know in the 20th century, and that is that you cannot fight health issues simply by the biology, that you have to take into account behavior, and you also have to take into account the environment. CAU has all of the weapons to help fight against this disease. We have, of course, our cancer center, but we also have our School of Social Work, our School of Education, all of which are part of the army that fights against disease because one of the things we need to know, need to have, let people know, is that you can actually fight against disease by taking action early, early awareness.
Preventive care, and this event has all kinds of preventive care opportunities without charge. You can see doctors, you can have your health assessed on September 9th at the CHAMPS event. Dr. Johnson, Dr. James K. Bennett has moved the CHAMPS initiative forward over the years. HBCU graduates like Dr. Bennett, a Clark alumnus, give back to their community. That's part of the DNA of this place, isn't it?
Absolutely. The university has twin models. One is I'll find a way or make one, and then the other is a culture for service. I'll find a way or make one means that we are really training people to become independent learners. Independent learners. But for what purpose? To make a difference in other people's lives. And that's why we talk about the culture for service. And so Dr. Bennett lives up to what we, our credo, lives up to what this institution has been about and even its parent institutions.
And you did kind of mention previously the health-related science programs and outreach programs here on campus, but that's an important part of the degree programs at Clark Atlanta University. People may not realize that are listening outside of the campus that we have cutting-edge biomedical research going on, and we have a social work school that's helping people, helping bring people along in this world. That's a big part of Clark Atlanta, isn't it?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, in terms of our mottos, we live it. And as I emphasize in, with our freshmen that came in this year, that we're not the shining city on the hill. We are stewards of place. That means we're partners with the community. We don't see ourselves as better than the community. We see ourselves as part of the community, looking for the community to be successful. And we bring to the table those tools that we know that we can bring with success to help overall success.
President Johnson, you mentioned speaking with students recently. Fall semester has cranked up. Students up and down the promenade starting to get some real assignments, get their teeth into the academic work. What's your message to the CAU community and the CAU network regarding prospects for Clark Atlanta University in the times ahead?
Well, I'm principally concerned. I met Skip Gates a few months ago. He's the Harvard professor at the Du Bois Institute, and he's done a tremendous amount of work with respect to African-American genealogy, Africa, civil rights, a host of stories. He's a great historian. And so when I met with him, I asked him, what are you working on? And he said he's working on Reconstruction, post-Reconstruction. And I said, whoa, so you're working on post-Obama? And he laughed and he said he needs to work on that too. One of the things that we have to do is we have to look at the post-Reconstruction period and make sure that we don't allow those the mistakes that took place then to occur now. It's obvious. We can look around us and see the behaviors that are that were behaviors that took place in after 1876. And as African Americans, we have to make sure that we do not allow those behaviors to become codified. Because if they become codified, then we take one step forward and then 10 steps back.
And I guess for the students, that means, yes, you have an academic load and maybe you've got a part-time job and you're trying to have a social life, but you need to make sure you're woke. You need to make sure that you're being counted when these issues come up.
Absolutely. And certainly it means that you need to be there in the voting booth, you know, when the elections occur, whether they are off year or on year, it doesn't matter. And you also need to know that one of the most important ways in which you can make a difference is, as they say on a plane, when there is turbulence and the loss of altitude, then these masks will drop. And the first thing they tell you is put the mask on first, then help someone else. Don't do it the other way. Put the mask on first. If you're a student, that mask involves being successful in your educational experience. Put that mask on first because then you'll be able to make a difference, a real difference that's lasting.
Dr. Johnson, thanks for your time this morning and best wishes at the CHAMPS event on September 9th at Epps Gymnasium.
Oh, thank you.
You've been listening to CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice on WCLK. You can listen to this program again on demand at WCLK.com. More information about programs and opportunities for personal and professional growth at Clark Atlanta University is available at cau.edu. On behalf of our guests today, I'm Rob Maynard. This program is produced by Jazz 91.9 WCLK Atlanta in conjunction with CAU Provost Dr. Peter Wosu. WCLK is a proud licensee of Clark Atlanta University.